Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. I like people who talk back, except when they don't say what I want them to say. But on behalf of the National Institute of Justice, I would again like to welcome you to our annual conference, and I hope you all are having an enjoyable time and you're getting a lot of useful information out of the conference. And I also hope that you found a way to get some caffeine with your lunch so that you can stay awake during our session. I know it's going to be very exciting and we're very interested in it, but I do understand what happens right after lunch. So if you need to stand up, that's fine. If you need to get some water, please do so. My name is Angela Moore, and I serve as the Acting Deputy Director for Research and Evaluation at NIJ, and I'm delighted to welcome you to this session. We are going to be talking about domestic violence shelters, the experience of the survivor. So I hope you all are here for that session, and even if you're not, this is where you need to be. I am going to introduce our three panelists in the order that they're going to be presenting, which is not necessarily the order in your book. We like to break all the rules. So, but before I introduce our panelists, I just want to say this study that you're going to hear about today grew out of a long-standing partnership that NIJ has had with the Department of Health and Human Services, in particular, the Administration of Children and Families. It's been a pleasure working in particular with Mary Louise Kelly on this partnership, and I'm looking forward to the great things that we're going to be doing in the future, and perhaps she'll talk about some of those things when she presents. So first, I'm going to start with Mary Louise Kelly, who is the director of the Family Violence Prevention and Services Program within the Department of Health and Human Services. FHPSA, that's the acronym, and every program has to have an acronym, and even if it doesn't have one, we'll make one up for it, supports a host of programs dealing with domestic violence, including the National Domestic Violence Hotline. In addition, they support a variety of shelter programs and services for women and children and men who are victimized. I came to know Mary Louise actually from the work that she used to do when she was at the Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women, so it's been a great working relationship that we've shared. After Mary Louise, you'll hear from Dr. Eleanor Lyon. Dr. Lyon is director of the Institute for Violence Prevention and Reduction, and she's also associate professor in residence at the School of Social Work at the University of Connecticut. Dr. Lyon specializes in evaluating programs for battered women and their children, children who have been abused sexually, as well as evaluating interventions in public schools. And actually, one of my earlier experiences at NIJ was serving as a grant manager for one of the projects that Eleanor conducted. Rounding out our panel will be Ann Menard. And Ann is the director of the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, where she directs training and technical assistance and resource development to support domestic violence prevention and intervention efforts. A pioneer in the anti-violence against women field, she has worked on policy, practice, and research issues affecting domestic violence survivors since 1976. And on a personal level, I've had an opportunity to work with all three of these women throughout my career at the Department of Justice, National Institute of Justice, and I can honestly say that I'm all the better for it. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mary Louise.